Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Hope you're having a wonderful morning or afternoon or evening, or if you're catching up whenever you are listening to this podcast. It is Tuesday, October 1st, and we are going through a subsection of a larger reading plan where we're trying to familiarize ourselves with God's Word. This plan is from the NIV Student Study Bible, and this subsection is about becoming a Christian. Today we'll read from Isaiah chapter 53, and this is the role of the suffering servant. I'm reading from the Message paraphrase this week. As I read, my prayer is that the Lord will help us connect the dots between this prophecy that was 700 or so years before Jesus was born and Jesus's life, death, and resurrection. Who believes what we've heard and seen? Who would have thought God's saving power would look like this? The servant grew up before God, a scrawny seedling, a scrubby plant in a parched field. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing to cause us to take a second look. He was looked down on and passed over. A man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him, thought he was scum. But the fact is, it is our pain he carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him, on him. He was beaten. He was tortured, but he didn't say a word. Like a lamb taken to be slaughtered and like a sheep being sheared, he took it all in silence. Justice miscarried, and he was led off. And did anyone really know what was happening? He died without a thought for his own welfare, beaten bloody for the sins of my people. They buried him with the wicked, threw him in a grave with a rich man, even though he'd never hurt a soul or said one word that wasn't true. Still, it's what God had in mind all along, to crush him with pain. The plan was that he give himself as an offering for sin so that he'd see life come from it. Life, life, and more life. And God's plan will deeply prosper through him. Out of that terrible travail of soul, he'll see that it's all worth it and be glad he did it. Through what he'd experienced, my righteous one, my servant, will make many righteous ones, as he himself carries the burden of their sins. Therefore, I'll reward him extravagantly. The best of everything, the highest honors, because he looked death in the face and didn't flinch, because he embraced the company of the lowest. He took on his own shoulders the sin of the many. He took up the cause of all, the black sheep. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Some of these verses are more familiar to me in the New International Version. Verse 6, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This is a foreshadowing of what Jesus Christ has done for us. He took on our sin, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Look at verse 5. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. On this thankful Tuesday, let us thank the Lord for the salvation that we find in Jesus Christ, the one through whom we are saved. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to take some time today to stop and be grateful. First, we thank you, Lord, for creation. We thank you for all the many blessings when we put our feet on the floor, getting out of the bed. We are reminded of all the things that were made and then are useful to us. We also thank you today for your presence, Lord, that you are constantly with us. You are guiding us, comforting us, protecting us. Lord, we also thank you for the forgiveness that we find in Jesus. We thank you for this image of our sin being laid on him. It's a hard image, but in the end, it's beautiful because of his sacrifice, we are made whole and we can claim Christ's righteousness. And for that, we are thankful. We thank you for daily provisions, for food and shelter and clothing and water. Oh Lord, even now we pray for those who do not have clean water, and we ask that you would help us to know ways that we can be a part of your mission around the world. Lord, we thank you for purpose and calling and for your presence in difficult times. We thank you for a specific person that comes to mind, a place, and a thing. And ultimately, we thank you for your salvific grace, that you save us by grace. We have been saved through faith, not of works, so that no one can boast. This is our blessed hope. In Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.